Okay, hello everyone. I'm Matt. I'm one of the young writers who worked in this project. And this project was very much a mix of research. We spent quite a lot of time looking through archives, or newspaper reports, photographs, diaries, some of these were quite detailed sources, some of it explained here or there. And then we wrote stories based on what we researched to give these people a voice that they were denied in their own time. It was quite an interesting project, I completely felt, because it brought to light a part of local history that people don't always immediately think of. When they think of Derbyshire, they tend to think more, canals and stuff like that. And it's quite interesting to learn this resistance and this sort of protest against injustice was going on right in this community. It wasn't something that was going on in London, the big cities. It was going on, outside your own front door, up the road, etc. And yeah, I think we all got a lot out of that research and learning of it. And then, as well, turning to stories, I think we all got quite a bit. So, that's something I'm going to start by reading one of my own pieces, which is called They Say. This is inspired by the tribunal of Blue. What happened there was, when he was at his tribunal, the magistrate or someone else in the tribunal said, oh, we can't hear anything more about the Federation of Nations, and this is my attempt at a correct response to this. Okay. They say we cannot listen to anything about the Federation of Nations. I suppose they can't. They might hear something that makes them see other people as people, and we can't have that. They say I'm dangerous because I'd rather understand my fellow man than snuff out his love. They say I'm a menace because I'd rather raise an olive branch than a bayonet. They say I'm destructive because I'd rather bring people together instead of blowing them apart. They say I'm a criminal because I refuse to be an accomplice to this murderous mummery. They say I'm selfish because I refuse to take another life. They say I'm a fool, for refusing to do and die and never ask why. They say I'm a betrayer, for not leading others out to die. They say I'm unholy, for not dancing to the war devil's spark. They say I'm mad, for not wanting to watch the world burn. They say we cannot listen to anything about the Federation of Nations. I suppose they can't. They might hear something that makes them see other people as people, and we can't have that.